across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web. VeteransRadio.org is our new URL, VeteransRadio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to VeteransRadio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Joseph Craig, who is with the Association of the United States Army, better known as AUSA. Joe, welcome to Veterans Radio.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, Joe has a cool title. He is the director of AUSA Book Program, but more importantly, he's the producer and editor of AUSA's Medal of Honor graphic novels that we're going to talk about. But let's start here, Joe. Tell us a little bit about the Association of the United States Army.
Sure. Association of the U.S. Army, or AUSA, we are a nonprofit organization that works to support the Army and its soldiers. So we have a large educational component. We started back in the 1950s. I work in that educational side, so we do a lot of publishing. We have Army Magazine. We do white papers, our own podcasts and webinars. And I come in with the book program. So the whole idea is to get information out to the American public, to help them understand what the Army's about and its role in national security, and also to get information out that would be useful for the Army. So it's a wide scope of possibilities, and it's been really exciting.
Yeah, it really does have a pretty wide portfolio of what it's supposed to do or can do. And it's important for everybody to know that you can be a member of AUSA. It's open to everyone, whether you're former Army, current Army, Army Reserves, just a concerned citizen, a retiree, civilian employees. It's really open to a broad community that's interested in supporting the Army. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely, yes. It's a wide-ranging organization as well in terms of the people who join. We have 121 chapters worldwide, primarily in the United States, but it goes across the globe. And we do obviously have a lot of people connected to the military services now, but it's open to everyone. And we just passed our 1 million member mark, so we are very excited about that.
Well, and speaking of things in the millions, I read that AUSA and its chapters contribute over 5 million to awards, scholarships, and support to soldiers and families annually. That's a big number.
Yes, AUSA has a lot of great benefits for members. The scholarship program is certainly something that's very appealing for a lot of people. Again, it's about helping Army families out there and helping to spread the word about Army's history and heritage.
And as you mentioned, not only in the educational area, but there are all kinds of conferences and events. And I'd really recommend folks go to the website to learn more about it. Joe, can you give us that website?
Sure. It's just www.ausa.org. So AUSA for Association of the U.S. Army.org.
pretty simple and really informative, so we'd encourage our Veteran Radio listeners to go there. But I'm talking to Joe Craig because he's got his producer and editor hat on for AUSA's Medal of Honor graphic novels. So for some of us older fogies, tell us what a graphic novel is.
So graphic novels is just a way of putting in illustrated form information. Some of them can be fiction, some of them can be nonfiction. So we are working with the nonfiction side, obviously, telling these great stories from Army history.
Well, of all the ways you can present information on for Medal of Honor folks, and we do a lot of that here on Veterans Radio by talking to Medal of Honor recipients or some postings on our related site, Home of Heroes. Graphic novels is getting to a different audience, isn't it? What are you shooting for in a graphic novel in terms of the audience?
Well, you know, it's just another way to reach out to the American public. You know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, love the format, love the medium of graphic novels and comics, and this is a way to reach out to a new generation to let them know what's happened in Army history.
Well, and what I like about them is obviously they're very well done and colorful and engaging, but you don't have to slug your way through 400 pages, do you?
No, we really focus on the actions that were recognized with the Medal of Honor. So we take the official citation as kind of the core of the story, and then we flesh it out with other government and Army records. To tell a nice, concise story that gives people a sense of who these people are, you know, what they did, and how remarkable their actions were, and hopefully, you know, inspire them to go to other sources to learn more.
And it's also, I think, very approachable if younger folks want to look at this graphic novel, whether it be a teenager or a preteen, I mean, even somebody in their 20s, they're going to get through this pretty fast, and it's going to be a comfortable format for them, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the creative team behind these stories, these are people who work in the comic book industry. So, you know, the script writer, the artists, these are all people who have had experience, you know, working with for Batman and Judge Dredd and the Avengers and G.I. Joe. And, you know, so they know how to tell a story in a visual medium to get that punch, to really, you know, tell that story in a quick and attractive way for the readers. And, you know, we, of course, also want to make sure we're telling the story accurately. So we also have historians vet all the material to make sure we're getting the details right.
Yeah, I went through a couple of these myself, and knowing some of these stories at a deeper level, and said, "Yep, those two panels capture the essence of what he did to receive the Medal of Honor." I guess I'm not surprised by what you just said, is that the people doing this are from that industry, because it really has that feel to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the artwork is phenomenal. The scripts from our great friend Chuck Dixon, he's one of the most prolific comic book writers out there, so he knows how to tell a story. The artists know how to show that story and bring it to life, and it's visually exciting, and you're working with great source material, so it's a winner all around.
So talk to us a little bit about how many of these you've done, what the initial plan was, and how it's evolved over time.
Sure. We started back at the end of 2018. We wanted to come up with a new way to reach a new generation, to tell them about Army history and Army values. General Carter Hamm, who was running AUSA at the time, he wanted to start a graphic novel series to reach out to that generation. So we played with a couple of different ideas. Everyone responded really well to the idea of profiling Medal of Honor recipients. So we started with a test one on Alvin York. It was at the end of 2018, so it was the 100th anniversary at the end of the First World War, and it was also the 100th anniversary of Alvin York's exploits, which were captured recognized with the medal, because it happened right at the end of the war. We got a great reception for that, so we decided to roll it out into a full series. And at this point, we are publishing four issues each year. We cover, different eras, so we want to, represent the entire scope. So we're doing stories from the Civil War up through the modern day. And we do, as I said, we release four issues each year digitally, and then we print a paperback collection at the end of the year in time for AUSA's big annual meeting, which is coming up in October.
Well, these are really well done, and there are about 20 of them now, if I'm doing the math real quick.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do four a year, and we just finished our fifth volume, so that is 20. And fortunately, there's so many great stories. We have plenty more to in the well to dig, to get from going forward.
Yeah, there's no shortage of incredible stories with these Medal of Honor recipients. There's the challenge. Is it Joe Craig, the producer and editor, who says, okay, here's what the next year is going to look like? How do you determine? How do you narrow it down?
Well, it is certainly a challenge, because we do have such an embarrassment of riches in terms of the stories that we can draw from. So, as I mentioned, we want to represent the full history of the Medal of Honor. So we try to be varied each year in terms of presenting different eras. So, usually have a World War II story, and then maybe go back to the Civil War, something from Vietnam, kind of spread the wealth in terms of the different conflicts. And we get lots of suggestions from readers, so we always refer to those when we are looking at who we want to cover. We want to also represent the wide breadth of people who are in the Army, so representing African American soldiers, Asian American soldiers. We did have one on the sole female who's been recognized, that's Mary Walker. So we have a lot to cover. So we come up with a proposed list, send that out to a few people, get some feedback, and once we get the okay, then we start the creative work.
Well, I think one of the things that I'd encourage people to go look at is look at these 20 titles, because you're going to see people you know, right? Tom Custer, you're going to see General Pershing. You're going to see folks in this list that you go, oh, yeah, I know a little bit about that person's story, Wild Bill Donovan. But you're going to see people that you don't know the story about. Maybe you don't know about Mitchell Red Cloud Jr. or Ralph Puckett out of Korea. So I think that's a little bit of what I'm pulling out of the 20 here, Joe, is you didn't want to just do people everybody knew.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's certainly great fun to work on the high-profile names like an Audie Murphy or an Alvin York. Even with those stories, we're learning a lot and sharing information that some people may not be familiar with. But you're right. As you say, there's lots of great stories out there. So perhaps we're profiling some heroes that may not be as well-known as others, and they definitely deserve their time in the sun.
So as you go through and identify for next year, this is what we're going to, the four we're going to do. And you have I skipped over this. I got too excited to get into the content. But you have a long and deep professional relationship in book publishing. I mean, it's been your whole professional life, correct?
That's right, yes. My career has been in publishing. I worked for many years in professional book clubs. So it's, people have heard of like the Book of the Month Club, which was part of our organization, but I worked on specialty book clubs. So for many years, I ran the History Book Club and the Military Book Club. These are subjects I love. It's a lot of fun to work on them. And one of the great things about working at the AUSA Book Program is, not only working with military history, but getting the opportunity to meet people who are making military history. It's been a phenomenal opportunity.
So with that experience and knowing book publishing the way you do, and you identify these four, for the next year, how long does it take to put one of these together and get it out the door?
It can vary. I mean, the artwork is what takes the longest. These artists are phenomenally talented, but we are asking them to pack a lot of material in there and to really focus on the details. So sometimes we have to go back a couple times to make sure that we're getting the details right on the weapons or the uniform, you know, knowing that, you know, that version of the rifle wasn't seen until, you know, 20 years later. That's where our historians really come in and help us, because we recognize that the details are important, and we want people to stay in the story and not get distracted by saying, you know, oh, that doesn't look right. So it's usually a couple months for each title. So we are actually, you know, starting to ramp up, finalize our list for 2024, and we look forward to releasing them over you know, the months ahead.
So you mentioned that you'll give hard copies out at the AUSA annual meeting here that's coming up. So how many hard copies get published, if you will?
Oh, well, we print thousands of copies, and we distribute them at the annual meetings where they're first released. As you mentioned earlier, we have meetings and conferences across the country where we distribute them. We have our chapters across the globe, so if you know, chapters can request copies, and just individual members. AUSA, it's free to join. So the basic level, there's no charge for people. We also have a premium level membership. So as one of the benefits for premium members, if they want a copy of the paperback, they can just request one and we'll send it out to them.
Well, and what's also nice on these are great in digital format. So tell us a little bit about the digital format and the kind of traffic that gets drawn to the digital format of these 20 graphic novels.
Sure, that's something that came out, when we were first starting the series. We sat down and met with young men and women who were serving in the Army who were comic book fans. So we wanted to get their feedback and decide, you know, to find out what's the best approach for a graphic novel series. And, as an older veteran of publishing myself, I was a little surprised to find out that they only wanted to see it in digital format. That's how they read their comics. You know, it's all on the phone, maybe a laptop. But they wanted the digital version. So we complied with that, and that's why we released them as individual titles in the digital format initially. But for old fogies like me, I love having something tangible in hand. So that's why we print the paperback collections once a year.
Well, I think they're really the published ones, the printed ones are collector's items. And again, I suspect they have great color and feel to them, but I've only looked at them online. And I was really impressed with the digital formatting. And I said, somebody put some thought into this. And you've just explained, AUSA went out and talked to the folks they wanted to reach. And they said, hey, we want these online. So there really was a specific effort to make it work well online.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to present the information in a format that people are actually going to use.
My guess is you probably get more looks at this online than you do in the printed version, but I'm not sure that's right, but I guess I would ask.
Well, it's wonderful that we have it in both formats, so whatever your preference is, we've got something for you.
Now, is it too early to leak out what the 2024 Medal of Honor graphic novel series is going to cover for AUSA next year?
Well, the official list, we'll be releasing that in the months to come. I can say that we got great stories coming in line, so they will be exciting ones starting early in 24.
Well, I also hope, and I think you are, as you said, mentioned trying to cover every era, and our servicemen and women in Afghanistan and in Iraq certainly continue to be in everybody's mind, and so this is a great way to also cover some of those heroes who are have been awarded the Medal of Honor. So there's some opportunity there to get to some of the newer Medal of Honor recipients.
Absolutely, yes. I was very excited to have the Alan Cash story as part of our series. When we initially started the Medal of Honor graphic novels, I became familiar with his story and was eager to share it with our audience. So I was glad that the medal was finally approved and went through. So we're excited to have it part of our graphic novels.
Yeah, it's amazing how some of these awards finally make their way through the elaborate process to result in a Medal of Honor, and they often take a lot longer than anybody thinks and have a lot more scrutiny to get there. That's one of the things we've learned from talking to Medal of Honor recipients here on Veterans Radio. And we're talking to Joseph Craig. He is the director of AUSA Book Program, and more specifically, he is the producer and editor of AUSA's Medal of Honor graphic novels, of which there have been 20 at this point, and it sounds like there's going to be four more for next year. And is the plan to continue to roll these out every year then, Joe?
That is exactly the plan, yes. We will be releasing four more coming up next year. And with so many great stories to tell, we will be continuing the series for a long time to come.
Well, we want to thank you for taking some time this morning to talk to Veterans Radio, Joe Craig, to put a focus on AUSA, and in particular a focus on the Medal of Honor graphic novels. And I'd encourage everybody to go to that website, which I'll ask you to give one more time, and go look at these and pass them on to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews who might read this history in this sort of shortened, digested form, but accurate form. So where do they find these again, Joe?
Well, for those interested specifically in the Medal of Honor graphic novels, they can go directly to our webpage for the series, which is at www.ausa.org/MOH. So for Medal of Honor. So www.ausa.org/MOH.
Joe, thanks for taking some time to talk to Veterans Radio this morning.
Thank you. It was great, great pleasure speaking with you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org.
And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Prescorn Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.